Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Now, y'all know it's the beginning of the week, right? It's the beginning of the week. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I know it's Monday. Y'all know it's Monday. You know, I can't understand this here right here. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you this right out the gate, okay? We all know it's the beginning of the week. You know, everybody, oh, it's Monday. It's Monday. Well, you know what? Look at it like this. Roll your ass out of the bed. You know, pour yourself a glass of whiskey and just throw it back like this. And get on with it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it is August the 1st, 2022. And it is 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, do have members in UK and in Germany. And listen, my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. One infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is C-O-N, the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen, if you are in the Boston area, you can get a sip and a serve. You know what I'm saying? Well, I should say you can get served and a sip, honey, because Steve Gum is in Boston having all the fun. You know what I mean? I have to do all the work all the time. You know, I have to come here in this engineer booth. You know what I mean? I got to get the music together, get the spots together, get the sponsorships together. And what is Steve Gum doing? He's down in Boston drinking his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, y'all, listen. He's in Boston. He's going over to Florida. But I'm going to sneak up on Steve. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sneak up on him when he's the next time he's in Florida. I'm going to come up and tap him on the shoulder, and I'm going to say, Steve, where's my drink? Where's my Gumba Rum? You know what I mean. Now, listen, y'all. He will be, now, listen, if you are in the Boston area, he'll be at Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street, Horwich, Port, Massachusetts. Every Wednesday night, if you are in the Boston area, you can get a drink of Gumba Rum for free, for free, for free. Now, what is people passing out for free these days? Absolutely nothing. So, listen, go on over to Cranberry Liquors and get your drink on 555 Main Street, Horseport, Massachusetts. Now, listen. My independent artists, y'all know how I do. You being heard all over the world, baby. You being heard all over the world. It's just like that. Y'all know y'all being heard in Bulgaria. Y'all know I'm always turned up. Now listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I don't want to scare y'all, but listen, y'all know I come blasting out with both guns blazing, so don't be afraid now. So listen, your music is being heard in Bulgaria. I was really shocked. So listen, independent artists, on the charts, Fierce Female Network came in at number 45 in Bulgaria. You know what I'm saying? That's real. That is on the real. I was like, oh, my God. And I don't check the charts. I really don't. I don't check the charts. I only did it because somebody else had checked their chart. And they said, look, I'm at number so-and-so on the charts. I said, well, let me go see what Fierce Female Network is doing. And it said number 45 in Bulgaria. Okay. I said, wow, that is really something. So listen. But we are in the top 5% globally. So that's pretty darn good in the USA. In the USA, we do hit in the top 5%. So listen, that's according to Listen Notes. That is the source according to Listen Notes. Listen, I got some great music by Nicole Feria and independent artist Javante Rose. It is hot on tonight. So listen, Let me tell you guys a little bit about Nicole. She's an Australian pop phenomenon. Her latest collection showcases the talents. Boy, it's hot in here. I think I need a glass of water. Stop pouring up the drinks. Just give me the water. Okay, slow it down, Milo. Okay, so listen. Nicole is a great artist. I love her song. Let me tell you a little bit about her backstory. So since she's entering the public consciousness as a performer on Australia's The Voice, so basically Nicole has sang on The Voice in Australia, and that is phenomenal. That is really, really, I gotta say congratulations to her because that is not a small feat. That is a big thing. So Nicole has proven herself to be a performer of rare emotional depth, and I love her. I love her. You know, something about this art, I really love her. It's something about her, her unique, authentic quality. She's authentic. She really is authentic. She's not coming out there, oh, Lord, here we go. She's not coming out here, you know, singing and coming with all these different costumes. And it's okay. Y'all know how we have stage presence. We all have a stage presence. We all have stage names. And I get that. I understand that. And, of course, I have a stage name, which is Fierce. Everybody calls me Fierce. And that is a stage name. That is an on-air name. But what I'm saying about Nicole, she is just so raw. She's just so, you know, when you hear her song, you're going to hear what I'm talking about. I'm going to hear her play her song in 1 second. She's taking us on a journey of realness. You know what I'm saying? Her song is It's Always Been You. She's taking us on a real journey, you know, of being real. And I love that. She's doing something that's really phenomenal. And it's like her song is like a book. It's like a diary. And she says it in her bio. She says, listen, with its diary-like lyrics, and she does it, and she evokes vocals, this track will be a favorite for existing fans while providing the perfect entry point for new ones. And I think it's so beautiful. Nicole has been steadily evolving as a songwriter for years, and It's Always Been You is the most compelling track of her still young career. And I think that's just amazing. It's beautiful. So once again, the name of the song is It's... Y'all hear me? It's Always Been You. You're going to love it. And she's taking all of her fans on a journey. And it's a beautiful journey because we get to go along with her. We get to hear the song. We get to hear her music. And we get to take the ride along with her. It's almost like she's holding our hand. You know, it's really beautiful because she's leading the way. It's like she's leading the way. Like she said, in her young career, she's already leading the way into, who knows, you know, the flower is just opening. Her rose is opening up, and she's getting to smell the roses on her journey. And we get to smell the roses with her. And when I say smell the roses, we're getting to have that experience with her. We're holding her hand, you know what I'm saying? And it's so beautiful because she's leading the way to me. She's leading the way of being authentic. You know, maybe some people are looking and trying to find their authentic self. And some people haven't gotten there yet, and it can be a struggle. It can be difficult, and it is. And so I am so glad to be able to find my authentic self, and it feels so good and so great. But listen, the journey is hard, honey. The journey is not easy. So those who are on the journey to finding their authentic self, they get to ride along with Nicole. How about that? She's your company keeper. So you need to have her music in your music library. And let's do this. It is It's Always Been You. Take a listen.
Gotta guess past to heaven today. Your heart's still beating, but I can't describe it any other way. My friends want me to let it out, but how do I give the world a piece of me when it's the last I have of coming true. Thousands of people waiting to see what I'll do. And it's the life I wanted, so it's selfish, I know. But how can they try to understand when the only music I've heard and has been with you, that's the way it's always been. always been you. It's always been you. How do I say I miss you while my heart's still beating? I don't wanna hurt you, we're running out of time. The world is gonna keep on spinning. My life goes on without you in it. It doesn't mean I love you any less. My dreams are coming true. Thousands of people waiting to see what I'll do. But here I am, alone. Focused on you. And it's the life I wanted. So it's selfish, I know. But how
in the song, I'll take you with your, I think it was bruises and scars, what she said. And it's almost like when I heard her say that, there was a lot of points in the song I wanted to, and I know I can't stay here all night and talk about all of the lyrics in the song, but listen, I got to make this point. She says, I'll take you with your bruises and your scars. And that's love. You know what? That's love. And it's almost like she's singing and her arms are just stretched wide open. You know, when you find somebody that takes your bruises and your scars, that's real love. When you find that peace, oh, my God, that is so awesome. You know, everybody is looking for that one person. They're one person. There's a lot of people say that one person. Well, when you find that one person that gives you that healing, on the inside, and it's not, I'm not saying that you're not healed, but when you find that one person that allows you to continue to heal and heal and heal, and we all need healing, you know, at every different points in our life, we need healing. I'm talking about inner healing, our spirit, our heart. You know, we get crushed, you know, for God's sake. You know, my heart's been crushed a million times over. You know what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying? My heart's been crushed a million different times, and I don't mean in just relationships, in all different kind of ways. We experience things in life, and when we get bruises, like she's saying, we get bruises, we get scars, we get all type of things. and sometimes we heal from some things, and sometimes we're still carrying around the dead man bones. You know, I used to always talk about the dead man bones that you're carrying, a dead man on your back. And the dead man on your back is, you know, you're carrying that guilt, and you're carrying that scar on your back. And sometimes those dead man bones are so heavy, that scar is so heavy, and you got to find a way to let it go. You got to find a way to cut that cord, to cut it loose and let that dead man just stay on the ground, because you can't carry that stuff around your whole entire life. And so with her song, with Nicole's song, you know, and she said, "I'll take your bruises and your scars." That's love. When you find that one person that you feel that safe with, that's your person. That's your person. If you don't know how to figure out who's your person, when a person makes you feel safe, makes you feel secure, and I'm not talking about financial wealth. I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about that love that comes on the inside. And, honey, you know, when you got that, that is wealth. That is wealth. When you find that person that makes you feel so great, so wonderful, so secure, so safe, that is wealth. You know, of course, we all want to be secure in life, financial security. Of course, everyone wants that. But I enjoy talking about the wealth that somebody else can bring into your life, you know, that spiritual wealth, that wealth of peace, feeling safe, feeling secure. And it's a beautiful feeling. You know, I'm going to tell you this. I know I got to get to the next song, which is by independent artist Javonte Rose. It's a beautiful song. So I'm going to play that. It's Ticking Dynamite. I had that feeling a couple of times in my life with different relationships where you just feel so safe. I remember one time I met this one person, and he didn't live here in the Windy City. He lived in New Jersey, and my girlfriend went out with me. I said, "Come on, we're going to go to New Jersey." I said, "I'm going to meet this guy." And I really did. This was years ago, and I really did. I met him through different venues, anyway, I put it that way. And she flew up. My other girlfriend, now this is the great part, my other girlfriend gave me tickets, airline tickets. She gave me and my girlfriend airline tickets. We were the best of friends. She gave us first-class tickets. It was the first time I ever flew first class. It was phenomenal. Sitting up there drinking your champagne. The seats is bigger than God, and you're just having a blast. It's just like, oh, my God, you're taking up 2 and 3 rows because nobody can afford those tickets. But anyway, my girlfriend gave us these airline tickets for me to go meet. Now, that's a friend. To give you first-class tickets to go meet a guy the first time you're going to meet this guy, and you go like that. And so anyway, we went, me and my girl, we went to New Jersey, and he met us at the airport. And so to make a long story short, when we got back to the hotel, His name was Mustafa. And so anyway, I have never been in anybody's presence that made me feel that secure in my entire life. I didn't want to leave the man. We didn't have sex. I wasn't loving none of that. You know, it was nothing like that. I didn't want to leave the man's presence. I felt so, it was such a peace and such a joy, such security. I was like, oh, this weekend needs to last forever. I'm like, can I stay forever? I didn't say that to him. But I was like, can I stay forever? I wish I could stay forever. It just felt so good. And that's just the feeling that you get when you're with that one person that just gives you that feeling. It's just phenomenal. It's like you're living on earth, but you got heaven with you. You got heaven with you. I'm trying to give you the best description I possibly can. It's like you got heaven with you, baby. Heaven is walking around in your pocket. You got heaven with you. It is the best thing ever. And that's why I don't understand divorces. I know I'm kind of naive a little bit. That's why I don't understand divorces. I don't understand how people cheat on people like Neo, cheating on his wife for 8 years. I don't get all that you brass much ass. But anyway, I know divorces happen. You know, I am realistic. I know what happens. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, and it's like that. So listen, independent artist Javonte Rose. Listen, his song is Ticking Dynamite. It's hot. We're gonna change gears just a little bit. I'm giving you a little hip hop, a little rap culture. But this song is really juicy, Ticking Dynamite, and I love it, love it, love it. Come on, y'all, jump on this train, baby, because it's going. Listen, it's the fierce female train. It's going. It ain't me. It's y'all, baby. It's the independent artists. It's supporting independent artists, because I love y'all. All right, here we go. Ticking time. Ticking dynamite. Dynamite, baby. Dynamite. Ticking dynamite. Ticking dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I'm a ticking dynamite. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. You know I'm just that type. I come to blow your mind. I'm a ticking dynamite.
vibe.
You know I got that vibe. You know you're just my type. So let me blow your mind. I see you, babe, just watching. Paralyzed like you got no other option. Good vibes, good wine, go ways. Come on, baby, come wash up the place. I'm the party, yeah, enjoyment with me. Just living the moment. No worries, no faith, no case. Come on, baby, let me take you away. You know, you want me, me now. You want me, you know. You want me, me now. You want me, you know. You want me, me now. You want me, you know. You want me. So why not pun this thing? Whatever you want in the day or the night, I can provide it.
Yeah.
I see that you see me in the corner of your eye. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
When I take you away, put a smile on your face and be wine and dine it. We only live once, I smoke from the blunt like a star in the sky, yeah.
I'm sick and dying on my head. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. You know I'm just that type. I come to blow your mind. I'm a sick and dying on my head. You know I got the vibe. You know you're just my type. So let me blow your mind. You know, you want me, me know. You want me, you know. You want me. You want me, so why not pun this thing?
You want dance? Let's catch the rhythm.
Rhythm, rhythm.
Let's dance and catch the rhythm.
Rhythm, rhythm.
You want dance? Go catch the rhythm.
Rhythm, rhythm.
So let's dance and catch the rhythm.
You know, you want me, me now. You want me, you know. You want me, me now. You want me. You want me, me now. You want me, you know. You want me. So why not pun this thing?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, that is Ticking Dynamite, Ticking Dynamite. That is artist Javonte Rose. I love that song, Ticking Dynamite. He says, babe, let me blow your mind. I like what he's saying in that song. And, you know, to me, it's like a little salsa. I feel like I want to do a little salsa dance off of that. It's got a nice vibe going. Let me tell you something in his bio. I was looking at his bio. And listen, let me tell you. His single, Ticking Dynamite, was released back in July. Okay, it's available everywhere, every major streaming platform. You can take a listen. You can get Ticking Dynamite. And the reason behind Ticking Dynamite is he liked to call himself a mystery. We all are a little mysterious. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all a little mysterious. Nobody shows their whole self to everybody, to the whole world. You know, you got to leave a little mystery. You know what I'm saying. You got to leave a little mystery. So listen, Javonte Rose, that song is awesome. Ticking Dynamite. So listen, he says he likes to call himself a mystery. You never know what you will get. So you can get a surprise. You can get a surprise. And people like that, they bring the zest to your life. People like that, like Javonte Rose. Listen, they bring the zest to your life, baby. They bring the Louisiana hot sauce, baby. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. They bring the element of surprise. See, individuals like that, they bring surprise with them. And that's okay. That is okay. I know some people don't like to be surprised, and that's all right. I keep walking right on past them. Can't. Listen, so what he does, he brings the element of surprise in his presence, in his energy, in his frequency. You know what I'm saying? In his music. You know what I mean? So listen, you never know what you're going to get with Javonte Rose. So Ticking Dynamite is someone who has a lot of energy and excitement. Boom, pow, yeah, bam. So there is a vibe that never afraid to be themselves. So listen, Ticking Dynamite, it's all a vibe. Never afraid to be yourself. You just do what you do, baby. Whoever likes it, yeah. Whoever don't, nay, 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 blah, blah, blah. And you just keep on moving. Listen, it's someone who knows what and who they are. Ticking Dynamite, baby. Ticking Dynamite, baby. Listen. I love that tagline, and I got to go. Because I am out of time. I love you guys. I love my independent artists. I love you. Well, support you guys on and on and on and on. Listen, I was about to say this because I am pretty much out of time. I got to get going up out of here before they cut my lights off and everything. Karen might come up in here and snatch me out of my engineer booth and everything. But listen, Ticking Time Bomb, that's just like, what's his name on Good Time? J.J. Y'all remember back in JJ, I'm saying this to the independent artist, Javante Rose. I love giving my artists ideas for multiple streams of income. That's why I always speak into them, you know, what I see that's possible for their career. And what I'm saying is this. Remember JJ, he always walked around saying dynamite, dynamite. So this song, Taking Dynamite, that's all I kept saying was like, pow, pow, pow. You know, JJ would always say, dynamite. And he kept saying that over and over. That was his thing on the show on Good Times, right? So before you know it, back then, dynamite was everywhere. Y'all remember, it was everywhere. You saw it on T-shirts. You saw it on hats. Everybody wanted the merchandise because JJ was always saying, it's like dynamite. Y'all remember? So anyway, we all had T-shirts. We all had hats. We had all kind of stuff, all kind of merchandise just because of that. So I'm saying this, Ticking Dynamite. Great merchandise. Great merchandise. I'm trying to tell you, my friend. I'm trying to tell you. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I got to go. Listen, it is all peace and love and soul up in here. Just like Don Kenise used to say, the band behind Soul Train. He made Soul Train what it was in the Winter City. Y'all know something. It's all about the peace, love, and soul. We got to have that for one another. We really do. We got to hold one hands with one another across this world and let each one know that, hey, you can make it, baby. Keep on holding on. Keep on trucking because what it is peace, love, and
the words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train.